The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week, I'm going to get into a bunch of information related to nutrition, metabolism, overall health, pain, overcoming pain naturally. The best things we should focus on, right? Because I was in a sauna earlier today, and I was speaking to somebody. And the person said, I had digestive issues. I was taking this drug called Omeprazole, and it was hurting my gut, and I wanted to get off of it. So I decided to use more natural stuff like turmeric. And in that moment, I realized, now I knew this for a while, but I talked to him about how going back to how it used to be, because he's functioning much better now without the medication. And so going back to how it used to be is always very important. I always view all health stuff that way. And if you listen to the radio show for a while, you acknowledge the fact that everything I talk about is really how we should have lived 100 years ago. So if you focus on how we're functioning, you know, and if you go back 100 years ago, there's generally a solution. So I've been very focused on trying to clean up. Now, I live a pretty clean life. I'll tell you, it's not perfect, but it's pretty clean. But I watched something about somebody who lives a much cleaner life than I do. But everything he did was roll back the clock and do stuff the way it was 100 plus years ago. For instance, he brushes teeth with baking soda. That's cool, right? It works well. He calls everything BS. I'm not going to say the full word. He says toothpaste is BS, but he uses baking soda. No cavities, great smile. And he uses a toothbrush with animal hair for the bristles. Now, you can find them anywhere, but I started using one too, just because of the plastics that you get from your normal toothbrush. Now, that sounds crazy. I get it. It sounds crazy, but you know, he's doing stuff like 100 years ago, and he's in his late 40s. He has great testosterone, great growth hormone. His hormones are good. He's extremely lean, very healthy, and he does lots of healthy things habit-wise that I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to get into some food that he talks about first. Because he eats mostly what's called carnivore, right? So carnivore is the food that's most sought after by humans throughout our existence. So, you know, it's basically an animal-based diet. That's what he likes to eat. Now, diversity is good, but I'm going to share what this guy named Paul Saladino eats, because I feel there's a lot of wisdom in this mindset and what he does. So he eats grass-fed meats. Steaks, you know, other stuff. Basically, grass-fed meat is going to be cattle. It's going to be beef. So that's what he eats most of the time. He eats organs. Now, I'm not a huge fan of organs, how they taste anyway. I can't really stomach them. So I take organ supplements. So you could do organ supplements. There's some good grass-fed, grass-finished supplements through Designs for Health, the company I love. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website and click on store, it goes to the Designs for Health website, and you could order organ supplements there. They're very healthy for you. They fill in a lot of the missing nutrients that we really need. He eats fruit. So local and organic fruit, you know, mostly berries, bananas, stuff like that, but he eats fruit. And he eats a lot of honey. He tries to get honey that's never been sprayed with glyphosate. And all this stuff is organic. So the meat he eats is grass-fed and grass-finished. The organs are all grass-fed, natural organs. That's where the animals came from. And the honey and fruit, it's all organic. So you want to try to get, now, if you know somebody has a farm and doesn't have the organic stamp on their farm, that's perfectly okay, right? It costs money to have that stamp put on their products. So if you know somebody locally and you can get stuff from there, that could be phenomenal. And he drinks raw dairy. So raw dairy, to me, can be a little bit difficult to digest, but it's much healthier. So I do raw cheese and raw butters. I do those things, but raw milk, I try to have some, but it's difficult to do. So he eats these things because if you look at the meat, if you're going to a grocery store spending your money, let's say I have $100 to spend on groceries that week. That's very little compared to how much I spend, to tell you the truth. But $100 to spend on groceries that week, then if you look at it, you should spend 90% of your $100. $90 should be spent on animal products. Because animal products, they're really, you know, if you eat cow, it's grass that's been upcycled into meat. So it takes 10 pounds of grass or feed to create meat. So it's a 10 times one ratio. If you're doing an organic grain, well, that's good, but it takes 10 pounds of that to create 1 pound of meat. So you should be doing at least 90% of your money should be spent on natural, grass-fed, grass-finished, organic type of meat and eggs because they're the best thing for you. Fruit, that's a smaller part of his diet. You should be focused on fruit that's organic, like I was saying before. Fruit is really healthy. And the reason why he does that is because fruit is the thing, it falls off a tree, has all the nutrients in it to help you digest the nutrients. And if you have the enzymes, all the fiber in there, it could be really healthy for you. I heard someone say, it's like, if you have sugar, sugar's bad for you, right? If you eat just pure sugar, it's bad for you. Well, there's sugar in fruit. So it should make fruit bad for you, right? No, the fruit has all the stuff in it that helps you break down that sugar much more efficiently and use it for what it's meant to be used for, rather than isolating the sugar out of fruit or out of another product and eating it that way. So it's real important to realize fruit is very healthy for you. I want to eat an abundance of it. I would do a higher ratio of meat and organs than fruit, but basically, you know, it's really healthy. Honey too. Honey is what I call my preferred caloric sweetener. And I love honey because honey is the only sweetener that has had no heat applied to it. So another good sweetener might be maple syrup, but you have to heat up maple syrup and it does hurt some of the natural enzymes that's in it that helps you digest it. You know, food has been put here for us to eat, right? It's been put here for us to eat. And if we're eating it properly, then it's pretty simple. You know, it has all the stuff in it to help it unpack itself in our body once we eat it to be used for absorption. Think about what food is for. I get it. I know most of you are saying food is because it tastes good and I want to eat what I want to eat and that's all that matters. Well, I have a child like that. You know, he's 20 years old. It's difficult. He knows the way. He isn't on the way. But basically, most people say, well, I just want the tastiest thing I can put in my mouth that's more important than anything else. But if you eat food to nourish your body, not an excessive amount, but enough food to nourish your body properly, then your body's going to be much healthier and much happier. So, you know, he doesn't like fruit. I mean, vegetables either. And it's interesting, right? I think vegetables can be healthy for you, but a lot of the stuff he talks about, particularly seed oils, that's known across the natural health world is something that's really bad for you. So seed oils pushes out the natural fats in your cells used for communication through your cell wall and replaces it with a much more non-malleable fat in the structure, and your cells can't communicate well with the outside of the cell. So you have extracellular, intracellular communication, and that fat in the cell wall doesn't allow that to happen efficiently. And as that slows down, so does your health, your energy, all the stuff. He likes certain oils. He mostly likes tallow, which is from a cow again, right? But, you know, grains he doesn't like. So anything to do with granola, oats, rice, bread, pasta, anything, hates that stuff. But the vegetables. And I feel he does have a valid reason for not liking vegetables. So if you're eating vegetables, most vegetables have chemicals in them that make animals not want to eat that food. So if you see stuff growing and an animal comes across it and doesn't want to eat it, it's because that has certain phytochemicals in it that make you not want to eat it. So if you ate a bean, for instance, and you never soaked that bean that was freshly picked, it would cause a massive amount of gastric distress. That bean has to be soaked. We have to overcome some of the challenges of eating it raw as it would sit in order to be able to process it and digest it. And with a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables, you need to do that. So if you eat an abundance of nightshades, and nightshades are, you know, a group of things, tomatoes, eggplant, potatoes, hot peppers, chili. Most people don't respond extremely well to nightshades. Now, Italian nonnas, grandmas, you know, people a long time ago found out if you remove the seeds in the skin and you cook it down, then these harmful chemicals that are in tomatoes that impact how you function, they don't affect you as much. So if you eat tomatoes all day, just picking it up and eating it, it will impact you negatively. So I understand this point of not wanting to eat vegetables because they could potentially harm you. But if you eat grass-fed, grass-finished beef and organs and fruit and honey, you're going to get the majority of the nourishment that you need. Now, he believes you do need supplements as well, because if you don't take supplements, there's no way to get every nutrient and mineral in your body. And I agree with that too. So most people don't eat or live like him. He's very very painfully selective in what he chooses to put in his body and use around his home and the stuff that's in his air, Wi-Fi, you know, cell phone stuff. I believe it's something to strive for, to be more like him. And he has a home tour. If you go on YouTube and you put in Paul Saladino home tour, it'll pull it up and it'll give you kind of close to the epitome of how we should live. it could be tough to live that way, but he's living much more the way someone would have lived maybe 100 years ago, but with cell signal, with computer signal. He just gets it hardwired into his phone, into his computer. You know, he has lights, but he prefers incandescent light bulbs, doesn't like the LED or other types of lights. And he gives valid reasons for that. So it's very cool. I like any sort of home tour that teaches me how to live better. And I encourage you to check it out. But when you think about these foods and why we eat them, what we're doing with them, it's real important to understand if you eat food that isn't natural, if you eat food from generally the center of the grocery store, most of that food is going to put weight on you. So if you eat food on the outside of the grocery store that needs to be refrigerated for the most part, beef, fruits, right? Fruits need to be refrigerated to a degree, eggs to a degree, things that will go bad, that can't live in a box for a year, right? They will put weight on you. And our body can't really process these things down. And we, over the years, we build up huge imbalances and inconsistencies, which allow us to pack on extra weight. So if we have more calories than we need, due to the fact we have less nutrition than we need, then, you know, Americans are overfed and undernourished, right? That's a saying that most people have heard before, overfed and undernourished. So we need to really flip those scales over and become overnourished and underfed. Now that sounds crazy, overnourished and underfed, well, at least compared to how we eat right now. So if you become overnourished and underfed, how does that even happen? How do you overnourish yourself? Well, you can't do it through calories. That's the overfeeding part. You have macronutrients, which are protein, fat, and carbohydrates. You don't want to overeat them because it puts more fat in your body. Unless your body needs it, you're training really hard, you need those nutrients, I get it. But that isn't overfeeding, that's proper feeding. So when you're eating more macros, even if they're healthy, it can put more weight on your body. But our body is looking for the micronutrition, right? It's looking for the vitamins, minerals, all the other cofactors that help your body function really well. And these micronutrients are horribly deficient in the food we're currently eating. So if you're going to eat some sort of vegetable or fruit or even beef, and you're doing store-bought regular type of beef, fruit, and vegetables, non-organic, corn-fed beef may taste good, but it's not good for you at all. It creates massive inflammation in your body. You have more pain, lack of mental acuity, focus. Well, if you eat that way, your body is going to be more sick, more inflamed, and it's going to die sooner. But if you eat food that has proper nutrients in it, which is real hard to do, so you really have to figure out what nutrients you're deficient in. Because depending on your sex, your race, where in the world you're from, you know, it's real hard to get the nutrients in. I say it's always best to eat in season for the region of the world your genetics are most closely related to. So to eat in season for the region of the earth that you originally came from. That's the best way to do it. Same thing. If you're from the equator, you better be in the sun a lot more than an average person because you have sun all year long. That's what your body requires. The level of pigment in your skin requires more of the sun, which I consider a nutrient because it helps you produce vitamin D and other tons of other factors in your body. So you need more sun, and it's impossible to get in New York, so you need to supplement with vitamin D. Same thing with other things. So our food is 30 to 80% less nutrient dense, and that's micronutritionally. You need to put them in, but everybody has different imbalances. Some people have higher levels of vitamin D, some people lower, and there's a million other nutrients that you may have high or low. So you really need to be tested to figure out what you're deficient in, because if you're holding on a weight and you're trying to just lose it by working out harder and eating less, but you have less micronutrients in your body, it's just going to mess you up more. Because you're going to be eating less food and you already have less nutrition in your body. Your body needs more food and your body wants to eat more food to try to find those nutrients, and it's impossible to lose weight. So you try to lose weight, you get more sick, you damage your hormones more at that point in time, and you can't get the weight off. So you really need to be tested to figure out exactly what micronutrients you have too high of a level of and too low of a level of. Because if you have the right amount of it, you're fine. But very few people have the perfect balance of everything. So in our office, we have testing that lets you see what's going on. And, you know, we have a whole system. I have a company called Hudson Valley Weight Loss and Nutrition. We can figure out exactly what deficiencies you have. It's very, very accurate. And I have lots of people who say, you know, I want to try to help myself, but they've given up. They said, I've given up. It's too hard, right? I'll just go to my doctor, and whatever my doctor says is good, I'll just do that. So you won't really change what you're doing to your body, but you'll take a drug trying to solve whatever you have going on. And the worst type of drugs, the worst culprits right now are the Ozempics, the Wegovys, because you're leaving your body in the same physiological state. It's still deficient in nutrients, has tons of issues already. You have hormonal imbalances, and say this pill you put in your mouth or this injection you stick in your leg is going to solve the issue. And if it does help you lose weight, it's bringing on a slew of other problems with it that's going to cripple your body in the future. And so you need to be very careful with that. If you don't do it naturally, generally there's going to be big problems coming down the pike that's going to happen to your body. So through Hudson Valley Weight Loss, we really have dialed in, I think, differently than any other system out there, figuring out exactly where your deficiencies lie. And once we plug those deficiencies in, our system tells us exactly what you're deficient in. It tells us exactly which nutrients you need in what amount in order to fix that problem. So once we figure out how to fix that nutrient deficiency, then we simply coach you through what to eat, how much of it. You know, we find out exactly what irritates you. Once again, depending on sex, where you're from in the world, tons of stuff, but which food irritate you. So if you're from the equator, you'll do much better with fruits. If you're from up north, you do much better with meats. So we got to figure out exactly which irritates you, what you have allergies to, what you have minimal irritations to, and map them out so you could have your green light foods and eat them all day long instead of eating red light foods, which mess you up. And then basically, you know, I'll tell you, it's real cool because the program, I did the program. I was seeing people coming in losing weight. I just want to do the protocol. I did the protocol and I lost 30 pounds in 40 days. And it sounds crazy. I didn't skimp. I didn't cut back on healthy stuff. I didn't drink tea or soup or whatever, you know, these other diets are. I simply ate very nutrient dense food in the right quantity for my body. I plugged into micronutrients that I was missing and the weight wanted to fall off my body. The problem is most people, the weight doesn't want to fall off their body because they're not getting their body working better. And your body holds on extra weight when it isn't functioning well. It's a security system for your body to have extra fat on it. This way you can manage life better if things fall apart. So I lost 30 pounds in 40 days and it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard at all. My mother, she lost 50 pounds in 70 days. So it's crazy. My mother was more overweight than I was, and she's much older. So it was a bit of an experiment for me to see how she'd respond. But she lost 50 pounds in 70 days, and it was the healthiest period of her life. So it's very cool to figure out how to do this stuff. And this is what I do. I problem solve. I problem solve in the area of health. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been in practice 27 years, taking care of our Olympic teams, done very, very cool stuff. Many celebrities and, you know, people that are viewed as important in this role that have done our weight loss system and rocked it out of this world and killed it. And it's really easy to do, but it's very scientifically advanced, but we keep it simple for you. So if you want to figure out if this is right for you, if you're done on giving up, if you really want to give your body another chance and you don't know how to do it, most people say, I want to be healthier, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know even where to chase it down. You go on Google, the first 10 pages of Google are all, you know, industry stuff they want you to do. It's all brainwashing stuff. But how do you figure out what's right for you? Well, it's tough, right? I don't tell anybody my stuff's perfect for them. I believe it is. I believe it's probably one of the best weight loss systems ever put out there. But basically, I can't tell you it's perfect for you. 90% of the people lose the weight, they get lean, they feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, all this stuff. But if you want to figure out if it's right for you, for the first 5 people who connect with us, we'll do the entire exam process for free. So just connect with me, right? Give us a call. We'll call you back Monday morning. We'll figure out how to get you on the schedule. We're getting really booked up, getting towards summer. Tons of people want to be lean by summer, right? Before, and truthfully, before even Memorial Day hits, you'll be down majority of what you need to lose. You could be in bathing suit shape. And it isn't about that, but it is a little bit about that. In bathing suit shape before the summer, you could have your abs or your other body parts looking good before summer. So give us a call. It's 845-897-5677. And that's, you know, I'll give you that again. It's 845-897-5677. Or you can go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. And on there, all the information you need is right there to figure out if you like the protocol, whatever it is. It's a HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com, and the number is 845-897-5677. Give us a call. We'll get you an appointment, get you on track to being the healthiest, best looking version of yourself. Now, I want to tie into something I was saying just previously, right? It's so important to get your body functioning as well as you should, but it's so confusing because I feel most people's medical doctors aren't giving them the truth about how to be as healthy as they can be. And so if you don't have the truth, most people try to take up arms and figure it out by themselves. So how are you going to develop the ideas of how to be healthier? You know, generally it's going to be talking to other people. And, you know, depending on where that person is in their understanding in their walk related to health, you may get good information, you may get bad information. I feel every step you take towards being healthier and feeling better is very important to do. But you can go online and look up stuff that says, you know, seed oils are good, seed oils are bad. You know, any piece of information, there's counterpoints to both sides. But there are some truths, and I'll give you the simple truths. The simple truths are doing it. If you do it more the way we're designed to do it in the first place, you'll be much better. So if you talk about pain, people come to my office and I work with them. I get them much healthier, but they still have some pain. And they're bringing to me 50 years of degeneration, breakdown, organ failure, you know, joint failure. And within a month, they want to be perfect. And if you know, that doesn't happen, right? It happens. You need to build your body back up to a better functioning thing so it has a better chance of working good. And perfection may not be in your cards, but getting up to 70, 80, 90% better than you are may be in the cards. And that's a phenomenal place to live. But the thing is, most people don't even pursue that because they don't know how to do it. And maybe that you talk to your friends and they said to do this or that, and you tried these things and it didn't really help you. So you've given up on it thinking that's all there is that you can do. And I get that, right? You know, I've been, like I said, when I was a teenager, I used to read every piece of health stuff I could get my hands on. I don't know why. Honestly, I don't know why. I'm just kind of built that way. My brain's been made that way. So I want to learn all sorts of stuff. Now, I started out with exercise and working out. And from there, it evolved into health and natural health. And now it's all about whatever I can do to potentiate my body's natural existence on this earth. That's a crazy statement, but potentiating my body's natural existence on this earth, I feel, is the way to go about it. So I may have talked about this last week, but I went on ChatGPT. Now, many of you don't know what ChatGPT is, but it's a artificial intelligence. It's I think the biggest one everybody's using right now, artificial intelligence. And it gives a more unbiased opinion on natural, on whatever you're asking it, really. It's been programmed a little bit to give it you its opinion, but for the most part, it gives you natural opinion. So I asked it, what's the definition of health? I did the 4.5, the latest version. I clicked on deep research so it can go deep in the internet, look at every word that's ever been written. And I believe it did. It was going through the steps of what it does. And it was connecting with the CDC, the World Health Organization. It was connecting with the people literally to figure out answers. It was bouncing what they said against other entities' belief in it. And it came back and it gave me the definition I use for the most part all the time. That's health is a state of well-being in emotional, physical, and societal health, not just the absence of disease and infirmity. So your body being well, working at its highest level, mentally, physically, and society-wise, and not just the absence of disease and infirmity. The medical system, you cut off the first part, and disease and infirmity is what they treat all day long. You don't go there healthy, you go there sick and say, help me. So that's a real cool. I love that definition. I feel it's very valuable for people to understand if your body's working perfectly. So we should be striving to building our body up to working better. Just as a cheeky question, just for the mess around with it, on top of that, I said, how does chiropractic care fit into that definition? And it gave me a long explanation. Chiropractic care pursues perfect function in the body, helps the body work better, helps it overcome inflammatory issues, all this stuff, right? It does it naturally. And in the end, it said chiropractic care exemplifies the definition of health. I thought that was really cool because it wasn't anybody's opinion. It wasn't your neighbor. It wasn't, you know, your friend. It wasn't something you read in the internet. It was the culmination of everything in the entire internet, including our health entities in which we draw information from. And it came back with these explanations of what health is. So when it comes to dealing with your body, your brain, it explained all this, your brain controls everything. Every cell in your body is touched by your brain. So the information comes down through your spinal cord That's how it communicates. It's not Wi-Fi. It's hardwired. Comes down to the spinal cord, and it goes out to nerves, which branch off the spinal cord to give every organ and every cell the exact amount of function and life and ability that it needs in that moment to work as good as it can. So if you get 100% nerve function to every cell in your body perfectly, your body has its best chance of running perfectly. Now, come behind it with good nutrition, you know, good movement, good mindset, good sleep, you know, lack of, you know, toxicity. Those are important factors. But at the top of the totem pole always is restoring function to your body at 100% so it can work, so it can heal and be better. Many people have diseases in organs because they have lack of healing running to that organ and it can't work well. So over time becomes diseased. And then you look for answers medically, surgery, drugs, and that can never solve the issue in the organ if it's created due to malfunction. Now, if you smoked your whole life and you have lung issues, understand that. You beat your lungs up. Maybe you need help there. But if you have digestive issues and you don't exactly know why, food may have contributed to it, but you could potentially, if I did a film on you, we'd likely see there's damage to your spine and nervous system messing up how your body works. Same thing with headaches, thyroid issues, any issue you can possibly have in your body, sexual dysfunction, pain in your legs, neuropathy in your hands, any issue you have is related to a nerve not carrying function to that organ, to the area, or back from the organ up to your brain. Simple. That's how the body works. I don't care what anybody else says. I'll challenge them every single day. That's how your body works. So I want you guys to have perfect health. My radio listeners are some of the most important people I ever get to talk to. I had someone come in last week. They told me they felt like I connected with them over the air because I really care about you guys being healthier and being better. So if you're one of these people, really like to see if they can get your body working at 100%, come in. We'll do x-rays. We'll see exactly what's going on with your spine and nervous system, and we'll give you a path of correction to better health. So just give us a call. We'll call you back Monday. The number is 845-896-1200, and we'll set an appointment. We'll set it up for Monday or in the future, and we'll get you back on track. Just give us a call. It's 845-896-1200, and God bless you guys. Have a great week, and I'll talk back at you next Saturday and Sunday morning with Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.